Let's talk about the new candidate who has entered the race to be our next mayor of Fort Wayne. Yes, there is a new candidate. And before we get really into this, can I just say, I was actually really disappointed in how the local media around here presented us this candidate. Let me read you some of the headlines. I pulled them for you. Local drag queen seeks to fill mayoral vacancy. All right, here's another one. Local drag queen announces bid for Fort Wayne mayor, wants to continue Tom Henry's work. These are real headlines. Talk about clickbait, right? I thought we were better than this. I don't know, maybe not. I'm assuming this whole drag queen thing is a hobby. And I don't ever recall the local media defining other mayoral candidates by their hobbies. If you listen on a regular basis during my show, for example, you know I love to golf, right? If I were to run to be our next mayor, would the headline read, "Local golfer announces bid for Fort Wayne mayor"? Perhaps an individual is a really passionate flute player and they want to be the next mayor. Would the headline read, "Local flute player seeks to fill mayoral vacancy"? No! The local stories actually about this candidate go on to say he is, quote, a community organizer. So why not say that? Why not make the headline, "Local community organizer announces bid for Fort Wayne mayor"? If you want to include the drag queen hobby later on in the text of your story, fine, go for it. But we all know why, okay? This is just straight up clickbait. And that's exactly what this story got on social media. And before we get into the social media comments, let me tell you a little bit about this candidate. His name is Brandon Blattner. Apparently, he's known throughout the community as Delalicious. Say that with a straight face. I don't know. I've never heard of him before. And he is announced he's running via Facebook. His post actually reads as follows. Paperwork has officially been filed at the Allen County Democratic Party to be contestant number 8 for mayor of Fort Wayne. He told our partners in news at ABC 21, if elected, he would strive to help those suffering from addiction, hunger, and homelessness, all worthy causes. Also, a direct quote from the ABC 21 Alive story from Blattner reads as follows. It's easy to have a platform when you wear platform heels. Okay. Can just imagine how that soundbite would have gone over if a woman seeking the mayoral candidacy would have said it. Now, as I mentioned, the local media obviously tried to get cute with this story and posted their hobby headlines on social media. And I've read a lot of the comments, okay? A lot of them were actually pretty positive. A lot of folks chiming in saying, "Yay, go rainbow people! He's got my vote!" Of course, there are some others not too excited about this, you know, drag queen hobby. Naturally, others have started to pop off saying, "It shouldn't matter what you do in your personal time." And then that's when I had to stop reading the comments, okay? Yes, it does matter what you do during your free time if you want to lead. Let's face it, people have been fired from their day jobs who aren't in charge of leading an entire city for far less. People have been fired for saying on social media during their free time that they support Donald Trump, right? I know people personally who've been fired for choosing to remove their kiddos from public school because their kids are being bullied. So yes, what you do in your free time matters if you want to lead an entire city. Take me again, for example. Let's use me again. On the weekends, if I spent my free time trumpeting pro-choice causes, but then came on the air during the week and said I'm pro-life, that most certainly would not fly. You wouldn't take me seriously, right? If on the weekends I'm pro-choice, but during the week I'm pro-life. Just like a teacher who has an OnlyFans page by night, but yet teaches second graders by day. That does not fly. Teachers are being fired left and right now, actually, for that these days. What you do during your free time matters. There does not get to be a different standard just because you play for the rainbow team. I'm so tired of elections being such a joke to people. On a national level and here on a local level, obviously. Our next mayor is going to serve as the chief executive officer of our city. Our next mayor will be the face of our city, representing all residents, not just one group, all residents and all businesses on a local level and a national level. This person will enact legislation, budgets, and plans to keep our city moving forward, which our previous mayor has us on a really good trajectory for that. Our mayor ensures our safety. I don't know if you know this, our mayor elects our fire chief, our police chief, and works with fire and police closely to prevent crime. I mean, I could go on and on here about how important the position of the mayor is. But listen, I mean, at the end of the day, This is really what it comes down to. We need to be electing a person who will continue to bring our community together, not tear it apart. And if you don't believe me, hop on Facebook right now, thanks to the Hobby Headlines.
Podcasts by Federated Media.